France's colonial legacy drifts into the news in very different ways. The Thai-Cambodian border conflict, which flared again this week, stems from the two sides' opposing interpretations of French cartography from more than a century ago. In Senegal, meanwhile, a sense of economic identity less colored by its French connection now rises. There are bold reaches, local fashion is in ascent, and subtle adaptations. Think baguettes, but from Senegalese wheat. It's not a matter of being anti-French, reports Colette Davidson, but instead pro-Senegal. There's lots else to tout today, including a reporter's deep dive on a black student's revelatory time in Japan. Also, commentator Ken Makin has a take on ESPN's new documentary about broadcasting legend Stuart Scott. Find a link to his story at csmonitor.com/daily. It's Saturday, December 13th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can find the latest news on our homepage, csmonitor.com. Here are today's Monitor stories. With his approval rating for economic leadership dropping in polls, President Donald Trump has tried to downplay voters' concerns about affordability. The same problem that tripped up President Joe Biden is now dogging Mr. Trump. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. It's been a big month for politics in Texas after the Supreme Court approved redistricted congressional maps and top candidates solidified running plans. The Senate race emerged as a marquee race with distinct choices in both the Democratic and GOP primaries. Henry Gass reports from Austin, Texas, for The Monitor. France and its former African colonies have a relationship so tight it has its own portmanteau, France-Afrique. But many in Senegal say it's time for the country to be less reliant on its former ruler. Colette Davidson and contributor Esule Dayudo report from Dakar, Senegal, for The Monitor. Study abroad benefits can be life-changing in terms of retention, economic capital, and upward mobility. So why do so few black men get that opportunity? One person described it as the $20 million question. Our reporter always regretted not taking advantage of study abroad himself, so he searched for black male college students to document their overseas experiences. Ira Porter reports from Tokyo for The Monitor. Disney has struck gold with the Zootopia franchise, breaking box office records in one of the most profitable but challenging movie markets in the world, China. How did they do it? And Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. From friendly negotiation to fierce haggling, there are those who love the art of bargaining. And then there are those, like our essayist, who has overpaid for everything from wallets to cheap sunglasses, who just plain stink at it. Contributor Robert Close writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.